This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Tomorrow night in Kewaunee, there is a chance to discuss an issue that has gotten a lot of attention lately, the supposed fair income tax proposal that Governor Pritzker has helped introduce in the legislature, one of the things he campaigned on. But some people say it would help them. Some people say it wouldn't help them too much. And then some say it wouldn't help them at all, in fact. So you have a chance to learn more about it and speak your mind tomorrow night. Kewaunee is in State Representative Dan Swanson's district, so we're glad to talk to him for a little bit about it. Representative Swanson, thanks for your time as always.
Well, thank you, Earl. Thanks for inviting me on the show this evening.
Let me start first, just in a general sense. How are things going in the legislature these days? It seems like it or not, I guess, a lot of things that Governor Pritzker campaigned on are seeming to be flying their way out of the legislature, perhaps. I imagine, whether you're a particular fan of some of that or not.
Absolutely. You know, with the numbers in the House and the Senate now, with the overwhelming numbers of Democrats versus Republicans, it's pretty easy for Governor Pritzker to get most of his legislation through both chambers.
Back when you and I talked in January, you expressed some concern that maybe you might not be able to work with the other side of the aisle as much as you had been under the Rauner administration. How is that going so far? Are you at least able to be at the table when some of these things come up?
On a few of the items, the minimum wage item, we were not part of any of those discussions. It just happened. I mean, seriously, we were not part of those discussions. We are part of some of the discussions, the marijuana discussion, recreational marijuana. We've got a person on that team. We've got a representative serving on the some of the gun legislation task force, and so some of those more controversial issues. We are having a seat at the table, but at this point in time, that the minimum wage, we were basically left out of any discussions on that.
So I guess in short, then, it probably could be a lot worse in terms of working on the other side of the aisle these days, it sounds like.
Right, and with some of the legislation I've gone through so far in this spring session, I've had great support from the other side, but you build those relationships, you build those bonds, and try and work those to help get your legislation passed. So, some of the personal relationships I've built on some of my own legislation have been helpful.
That's a good thing for sure, and we'll talk more about that probably in the days and weeks to come, I'm sure. But the reason we're talking tonight is because of another one of those big issues, the proposed fair tax amendment, which I think it's kind of what the proposal is, a graduated income tax?
Right. The proposal is a graduated income tax, and the proposal actually is the constitutional amendment.
Right.
The vote the people will take will be on that constitutional amendment, moving from what's in our Constitution now labeled as a flat tax to a graduated income tax system. Part of the vote the people will take if this passes the House and the Senate is not on that tax rate. It's only on the constitutional amendment. And that's what I try and stress, is that, it's the House and the Senate that will eventually establish what that tax rate is.
And that's probably when the serious important work will begin as to whether or not there actually becomes a graduated tax. I imagine it's one of those things where, whether you like the idea of it or not, you should at least get the chance to speak your mind on it at the ballot box, right?
Absolutely. I believe that the people should have the vote on such a constitutional amendment as this, because it is such a big issue, and it's very divisive of yes or no, of how, when we talk with members throughout my constituency, is where they stand on this. So we've got to tread lightly on this and be cautious and move slow and, all those things, because we've got to get it right the first time. But, it's being marketed now where 97% will receive a lesser taxed amount, but that's based upon the numbers plugged into Governor Pritzker's formula. Those are maybe not the numbers that will go forward.
Based on Governor Pritzker's calculator, though, it seemed to me a lot of maybe middle-class folks maybe may see a little bit of improvement in their tax bill, but it seemed to me to be at best negligible for a lot of people.
Right. And there again, you know, it's that marketing side of this whole issue is market something that's palatable, but what actual happens at the end may not be as palatable because, like I said, it is, if the numbers the governor is using today do not meet the obligations required to, for our budget in FY21 or whatever year that would be, you know, the House and the Senate are going to have to come up with numbers that can meet our budget expenses.
All right. So you're having a meeting tomorrow night in Kewaunee, actually technically south of Kewaunee, but really who's counting? Talk a little bit about, don't get me started, but that's talk a little bit about the format of the meeting and what you're going to be presenting to folks and what you hope to accomplish with it.
Sure. What Representative McCombie and I have tag-teamed on this, along with Americans for Prosperity. We'll have a slide presentation. It'll be PowerPoint-based. We'll be presenting a lot of information about the proposal, you know, the graduated income tax. We'll also talk about the other taxes, the fuel taxes, the, you know, whatever anybody else wants to talk about. But we do have some information we want to share, and this is it's not a political campaign event. This is a town hall where we'll be listening to those in attendance as much as we are presenting the information. The purpose is to get the word out of what's moving forward in legislation.
Now, I believe we're talking about your co-presenter, Representative Tony McCombie.
She lives to my north, and this is kind of a regional event. Not every district is going to have an event like this, so
okay.
Trying to draw a crowd from a larger area, and so she's, you know, going to help put this together. Her and I do some town halls together in her district, and I've invited her to help in this one.
There you go.
This event.
Talk about the when and the where and that sort of thing.
So to be at the stables, which some who are familiar with that area, they might have driven by and saw the horse track there.
Yeah.
Where they run races, horse races and stuff. There's a big barn that's been converted into a wedding place, or, you know, larger event for things like this. And it's called the Stables. It's at 2134 U.S. Route 34. Kewaunee, it's about a mile north of Blackhawk East College and about 5 miles south of Kewaunee. Doors open at 6:30. We'll kick off at 7 and wrap up around by 8:30. I've got coffee and cookies and some light refreshments planned for tomorrow evening too. So grab chow before you come and we'll satisfy your sweet tooth.
There you go. All right. Do you imagine, just as a final question here about this, do you imagine that a lot of this will be just kind of explaining that, as you mentioned before, that it's more the question as to whether or not this should be on the ballot as a proposed constitutional amendment, and not so much as to the nuts and bolts of the fair tax itself?
Exactly. You know, it's just to get the word out. When we've done our flyers, both Tony and I, Representative McCombie and I, removed the R after our name. This is not an R or D event. This is an informational event. To get the information out about the graduate income tax.
State Representative Swanson, thanks again as always.
All right, thank you, Will.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with Galesburg's Evening News next on WGIL.